In a news update for November the 17th, 2022, on this Thursday morning edition, hour number 5 starts next, premiering on Sirius XM and also on terrestrial satellite radio networks, beaming to you through the interwebs.
A process of them trying to break us with the process of their downfall and destruction. It has been foretold.
Where you can find us and where you consume your content, like Stitcher Podcast. You can find us on
the mind of man
Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm. You can find us on Applecast and many, many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines National and International News Stories. That's how you contact us. We'll be hitting you up with hour number 5 coming to you next. Stay tuned.
Is killing off American citizens through, in my opinion, obviously vaccinations, obviously through abortion, infanticide. But most importantly, I think the people in this country have got to understand this. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And that was John Adams. And this is the bigger issue, because liberty, we used to have freedom of speech. And I would say this, that anybody who thinks that is still in existence really has been mind controlled. And what this whole theater of the political realm, in my opinion, I just make it kind of like pig Latin, but it's politicus distracticus, because they just are distracting and obviously preoccupying the American people with, I would call this, trivial pursuit. Trivial pursuit is, how can anything change in the midterms? And as you know, I'm on record, I said the midterms will change nothing, because the same forces that stole the presidency would steal the midterms. No offense, but that couldn't be any more accurate.
You just had a Freudian slip. You called them the mid-chains, which is the chains are still on of election fraud.
Yes. Well, and here's the thing. Again, people are looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem. It's my contention that obviously the United States has declared, the Democrats specifically and the Republican whores, have declared war on God. They've declared war on everything that made our country great. The destruction of the family, the destruction of a grateful nation versus a one that's basically, we're in a rape, pillage, and plunder. The United States has been taken under. And, you know, when we watch what's going on, the heartbreak, why is it all these immigrants come in and they get huge amounts of government stipends, yet we have veterans sleeping and dying on the streets, and more so now.
And being encouraged in Canada and the U.S. to kill themselves.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, the nation, I want to say this, I'm responsible. Don't get mad at the Alexes, but we are watching a nation that is dead on the inside, expecting to change things on the outside. We have lost our gratefulness to the living God. We have lost our freedom, liberty. And again, John Adams nailed it. Liberty once lost is lost forever. But again, the political distraction, if you will, what I used to call circus ridiculous. We've got three rings going on continually, and that's to keep us off guard, because we just have the most evil assemblage in the world at COP27 in Egypt. And I think, Alex, everybody forgets what you've done, what I've done, all those of us who have been around for decades on talk radio and obviously podcasting, broadcasting now, but we've quoted ad nauseum. These guys want to deliver the planet from pretty close 95% of the people. You and I covered, and this is important, covered the Deagle Report. You can see the acceleration to get to 2025 in the Deagle Report.
And explain, for insurance corporate actuaries of a massive depopulated America, tell people about the Deagle Report that don't know.
Well, the Deagle Report was put out by John Deagle. It's like a think tank, but it was a Rockefeller-controlled and Rockefeller Foundation controlled mouthpiece. And by 2025, they're showing the population of the United States of America, and they've been doing this now for the past 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer than that. But by 2025, the American population would be brought down to 100 million or less. 100 million or less. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means 260 million plus people have got to be done away with. And what's problematic and provocative is when you understand that the zero population people, and what we're seeing that just took place in Egypt, we're seeing, in my opinion, the absolute Luciferian introduction to globalism. to destroy every nation state, obviously United States, Western Europe, obviously big time Russia. And they hate Russia the most because Russia believes in their own country. I wish we would be as jealous for our country as all of these disgusting politicos seem to want to help everybody else but make war on us. And how is it, Alex, seriously, how is it that with the FTX, and this is important, the kleptocurrency, forget crypto, it was kleptocurrency, the tie to the Democratic Party, $37 billion, by the way, that's only face value. That's notional value. That's not the derivative value. Within days, there's a new cry to give Zelensky in the Ukraine another $37 billion. And so what I think people have got to understand now, they no longer want to withhold the pillaging. It's going on, and people don't think anymore. And that's,
Stay right there. I think what you're saying is we're not in beta. They're in operational now. We're inside the new world order now. Like that old Johnny Cash song, you're in the jailhouse now. Look, Steve Quayle here on the Alex Jones Show on this November 16th Wednesday broadcast is not here for praise. He doesn't care about that. But it's very important to note that this guy is the trailblazer of trailblazers that predicted before anybody else exactly what we're now living through. A man way before his time, a man in the wilderness. So I want to get into FTX. I want to get into the war in Ukraine. I want to get into the missile strike. They admit Ukraine launched. The Pentagon says it's still Russia's fault. Incredible clip. I want to get into Trump versus DeSantis. What you think is coming next with the globalists. Obviously, we don't have 2 years to get Trump in. All of it with you. You'll be 15 minutes with us in the next hour. Then Kate Daly takes over ahead of Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central with the war room. But you were getting into FTX. Take your time here because this is so big. Upwards of $100 billion leverage capital to Ukraine. Money laundering, all of it going on. Money goes to Ukraine from the Treasury with Biden, comes back through FTX, the Democrats, and then Patriots Online and a lot of others that were exposing FTX the last few months. I see this as a big victory that it's been exposed. They've tried to recycle it now and say, oh, we need to regulate all cryptocurrencies as if it's all bad. No, what they did was bad, using it for money laundering, in my view. Steve Quayle, what's your expert view?
Well, FTX is a great example of what I would call a private railroad for ill-gotten gains to grease the palms of all those that were in the money chain. And obviously, the poster child, isn't it interesting, Alex? His name is Bankman-Fried, and this thing has the potential, his middle name and last name, has the potential to fry all the Bankman, just like when Bernie Madoff did what he did. He basically made off with everybody's money.
And this is way bigger than Madoff, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is beyond huge because so many people were tied in to FTX because, let's face it, most of the techno billionaires, not all, but the majority of them are like they have a tight communication channel. So they were using their holdings and FTX to leverage. You know, and when you've got a little bit of money and you can use a whole lot of leverage, you can get yourself a whole lot of money or a whole lot of trouble. The true actuarial state of what FTX's meltdown means is being hush-hush. And you know this, Alex, nobody is really dealing with that because when you're dealing with the world of derivatives and what you're talking about in derivatives are just basically liar's paper that everybody is packaging somebody else's debt and trying to sell it, clip coupons. And now I believe this has the potential to bring the whole system down because prior to FTX, and this is what's critical, remember the sleight of hand, the magician keeps you occupied with his left hand, does the trick with the right hand so you don't see what's going on. And we're watching now the revulsion and the repelling, if you will, of the American dollar being set aside. And that is the absolute straw that breaks the camel's back. We're watching just absolute, how should I say this, financial decimation. And somebody said, well, how do we pay all this money back? The point is we don't. The point is they don't care to. They know they can't. So now we hear about a central bank, U.S. digital bank, 12 major banks are going to give, you know, basically a programmable digital dollar. Who's going to trust them? Who's going to trust them? Nobody. And now behind the scenes, Alex, there are a lot of people making claims against their T-bills, T-bonds, U.S. Treasury bills, Treasury bonds, and U.S. T-notes. They want something real. They want commodities. They want farmland. They want our natural resources. But what most people can't understand is that when you see 100 billion, you brought the number up, you know, that would bring our total support for Zelensky to 100 billion. Can anybody put two and two together and say, and I believe your listeners can, our listeners can, but the bottom line is that where is the disconnect that we're being raped and pillaged and plundered as the American taxpayer, and they're throwing money away, and then you come to find out the whole thing's a Ponzi scheme. Now, I'm being told, and this is exclusive to your podcast today, broadcast today, is the fact that they're already setting up another vehicle, another crypto, and I call them kleptocurrency. I didn't make that name up, but Alex, we're watching the cryptocurrencies turn into kryptonite for the financial systems. Everybody who's cross-collateralized, A owes B, who owes C, C, D, and E, O, F, G, and H, and on down
just the line. Just like the 2008 crisis, anything that this is involved in, it infects it.
Right. Absolutely, and that's a great word. This is a financial doomsday infection. That's a great word. And the financial doomsday, and I want people to understand what happens when the world says, we don't want your dollars anymore. We're watching that with the BRICS nation. We watched.
No, I totally agree. What is your intel on what brought this down? Because I saw some of the other more legitimate exchanges and groups attacking FTX last year. It built to a crescendo. Them saying it was a Democrat front. Was it some good group striking or just the internet's common sense? Well, I mean, it obviously hurts the deep state that FTX has fallen, or was that part of their larger plan?
That's part of their larger plan. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, remember this, in the crypto world, there's a lot of people that were common that got onto it and saw it in an early stage and bought into it. But now, remember, they don't want just something to quote a Schwab. They want it all. They're going to own it all and you'll own nothing and be happy. Boy, you'll be dead. But the point is that the bigger picture is this, the complete destruction of national currencies. And this is why the war against Russia, when President Putin, listen, this is fact. When President Putin backed the ruble with gold, he took the infinite ability to print U.S. dollars away.
And notice the ruble is the strongest currency next to the dollar in the world. It was a weak currency previous to that one move.
That one move. And I want to share something. And then with the brilliance of a chess master, look, I wouldn't want to play chess against him. But the President Putin recognized one thing. That he's, and look, I'm not an apologist, okay? And because you tell the truth, that commodities ultimately, Alex, are the basis of all trade.
Sure, you're being a realist. Your fiat stuff is only bound to real, tangible energy and real products.
Right. And again, you know, here's this, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Reset. Just get rid of that Bravo Sierra. It's the great destruction. It's the total destruction of nation states. Because again, I want to say this, Alex, COP27 in Egypt, people don't understand this, but they rewrote the Ten Commandments. Evidently, you know, they thought they could do a better job than God, making literally the creation their God, worshiping the creation. But in the meantime, they're doing stuff behind the sight of the common man. By the way, 400 private jets, you know, 400 private jets going to Mount Sinai. By the way, the one they went to wasn't the real one. The real Mount Sinai is in Saudi Arabia, but where they went to have their meeting. Alex, I'm being told, I don't think anybody said this publicly, but I'm being told by people that know that interface of that world that they've already decided who the coming world leader is. And they kept him hidden, but this is the same guy that Prince Charles, now King Charles, referred to at that global summit. So ladies and gentlemen, all of this politicus distracticus, and I want to say something, isn't that the definition of insanity? And Alex, I don't know if you've addressed it, but how is it that people think that elections in the midterms would not be stolen like they were in the presidential race? And how is it that we're going to see any change? And now I hear a same mind control.
Hold on, stay there. You brought up the event. They called for world government, global currency. We'll get to Russia. We'll get to the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, straight ahead with Steve Quayle. Well, in the case of Steve Quayle, we got a lion by the tail. He was getting into the whole global attack, the world government being announced. And so at the big UN event that's just now ending with 400 jets and all the New World Order there saying you can't have food or water, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be dead, you'll love it. They are, again, announcing what's already being set up. G20 to adopt vaccine passports using WHO standards. Let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by the World Health Organization under the UN. You've been vaccinated or tested properly. Then you can move around. This is their holy grail of the mark of the beast. Here it is.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
So they hold you hostage with a shot that makes you sick and doesn't work, and say, next time we'll just give you a passport and make sure you take it. Steve Quayle, that's exactly what you were getting at. Please continue.
Well, first of all, they want to control all travel. They want to control all issues of your life. And that it doesn't get any more provocative and clearer than the gentleman making that statement. And I got to tell you something. And again, ladies and gentlemen, they've taken away everything. The United States we once had pre-lockdown no longer exists. There's nothing in the food chain. But getting back to his idea, a global ID is the mark of the beast. It's right out of the book of Revelation. People can say, oh, I don't believe all that stuff. Yeah, well, you just had the most powerful Luciferians in Egypt telling, in essence, we're going to write the Ten Commandments because you're going to be a god. And that's the same lie that was told to Adam and Eve in the garden. But going further than that, they have a plan, and it doesn't include most. All they want is worker bees. Because when you're talking about killing off 95% of the world's population, remember, King Charles, his father, Prince Philip, was on record as saying he wanted to come back as a virus to destroy a world's population, talking about reincarnation. Well, Alex, you know this. They're going to vaccinate. They're going to assassinate. They're going to continue on. And right now, the story's breaking that Ebola is breaking out in Uganda. Now Tanzania is shutting down. And the U.S. is preparing plans for, you know, for Ebola. Now, ladies and gentlemen, years ago, decades ago, the whole idea of Ebola being cultivated, it was actually portrayed in the movie. I want people to understand this. Hollywood again telegraphed in the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo the shenanigans that go on the bioweaponeering. And for the record, Alex, one of the biggest cover-ups in history are the U.S.-funded biolabs that are not only race-specific, not only haplogroup, genotype-specific, but individual specific. In other words, bioweapons have redefined. They've gone from a shotgun.
And you've been saying that for 25 years, and now it's the source of James Bond movies, but it's in the news. It's real.
It's in the news. It's real. So what is, I think that people have to understand something. They have to get involved with their own desire to live. You know, you've spent your life, I've spent my life, the majority of it, trying to warn people. But the toughest thing is that when people choose that, well, it'll just get better. We'll just vote the right man in.
What you're saying is key. Find your life force. Find your connection to God. Realize you're under attack. It's biblical. It's real. And you're in a war.
Realize we're in a war. But again, people think it's only fought with guns and bullets and bioweapons and nuclear weapons and all that. But there is a insidious control. This is what the question I get asked more than any other one. How is it that the whole world goes into lockdown at the same point? How is it that the economy shut down at the same point? And the answer to that is simple. Lucifer, former.
This is a world government test of power. So it's not just info wars. It's not just money wars. The key is spirit wars.
Right. It is spirit wars. And again, people are having all types of interactions with cryptids, strange creatures, everything from incubus, succubus, all kinds of the veils being rent, Alex. And again, Hollywood prep people. And when you've made this bizarre world, not you, but they have made this bizarre world where they told you in advance what they're getting ready to do. And ladies and gentlemen, there's one goal, and this is one goal only. And it's interesting. Both Lucifer and all of his minions share it. The complete destruction of human race. When you, Alex, and I started walking and talking about transhumanism, most people thought that was a movie that came out at the same time as Transformers. No, the title was really provocative, but what we're watching now is every area of the planet in political, religious, sociological, and the scientific world converging to control all narratives so that the word truth never exists. And I remember when
Expand on that. We've got to go back, and I've got archives, but they only go back 15 years. If you've got archives of you 25, 30 years ago, everything you said, because you were my guest frequently, literally now happened. So people think Alex Jones stuff's incredible 20 years ago coming true. We've got to find, I know it's in your books, but we've got to find, or maybe you can highlight your books, and I've got them around here somewhere, and come on about it, because people really pay attention to something 20, 30 years ahead. I mean, you laid this out.
Well, again, we're at right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a we're not just trying to tell people that, oh, in the future it's going to be bad. Everything that we warned about is now. It's not future oriented. It's now. Importing 11 million people because our birth rates are down by the very people that introduce xenoestrogens into the drinking water. American males have been, in essence, chemically castrated, lowest sperm count. But everything, injecting children with a vaccination from hell, all of this stuff, 15 people at the Center for Disease Creation, and that's what it's been. I've never called it anything else, in my opinion, but all of them vote to vaccinate, infants, what, 6 months on. I don't think that the ability of people to put cause and effect into the same sentence or thought process.
This is genocide. This is depopulation. This is forced euthanasia. We're not in beta. We're in operational. We're going to come back and talk about some key ways to protect ourselves and get into what's coming next and the Russia situation and then blaming the missile attack on Russia, even though they admit Russia didn't do it. But Steve, at the end of the day, lead us in a minute of prayer before we go to break, because you don't do this a lot, but lead us in a minute of prayer because God's the answer.
Well, Lord, I ask that you've given Alex the platform. You've given me the platform. I pray you take the veil and the scales off people's eyes and hearts, even those who are agnostic, even those who are atheistic. God, this is the time. This is the time your Bible has declared, your word, Lord, that it would be in the end times, in that period, just that's presenting itself now, Lord, prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask your protection over Alex. I ask you protection over all InfoWarriors, the people that are hungry for the truth. They cannot get away from the fact, Jesus, you are the truth, the way, and the life. And Lord, I pray for your protection over every single one of the listeners and viewers and those who are fighting for freedom, because God, you are the ultimate source of freedom. You are the ultimate source of liberty. And God, you are the ultimate protection, because outside of you, Lord, we can only do what we can do, but you can do the impossible. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to pray and believe for a miracle, Lord, in turning this whole situation around, not only with Alex, but Lord, for exposing all the evil. And then people can see the choices they have to make.
I'm into that. All right, we're going to come back. We're doing 50 minutes the next hour. Kate Daly takes over. We'll jam in. Jefferson and Eric have been holding patiently as well. This is such an insane time. We're going to look at Russia that we talked about up front, the insanity of blaming Russia for an attack they admit Ukraine launched. Well, the one, the only, Steve Quayle's our guest here on the Alex Jones Show, going into the second hour with me. But it was Steve Quayle a few years ago got me in touch with some really amazing people that have the highest quality, lowest price you're going to find anywhere, high quality satellite phones. But they've got satellite phones available right now for a limited time. They're sold everywhere else. But they've also got this dongle that plugs into a regular cell phone, but protects where you're at, isn't satellite tracked, isn't cell tower tracked. And you can send text messages with it unlimited. So, Steve, you're really the expert on this. You've been harping on this. But with all the craziness going on, they're not just obsessed with shutting down thought leaders like myself and Tucker Carlson and you and many others. They're obsessed with the average person not being able to communicate. So the crazy times that are coming, the number one insurance policy, obviously, is have a relationship with God, have affordable food, water, friends you can trust, self-defense, and communications. And so this system with the dongle from InfoWarsPhone.com, that just takes you to the biggest company, Patriot company here in the U.S. You can get your free iSat tube satellite phone. All you do is pay for the minutes. They also have the Bivy stick dongle that turns any cell phone into a satellite phone. Just amazing systems at InfoWarsPhone.com. I want to get back into Russia and the war and the missile and the Pentagon saying, yeah, Ukraine launched it, but it's really Russia's fault and where all that's going with you. But spend some time, because you're really the guy that's been the expert on this, about these amazing products at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Well, first of all, we're watching what happened to Florida on two occasions where the power went out. We're watching the communications realm be interfered with all over the planet. Cyber attacks, even last night, there were multiple cyber attacks. The neat thing about the Bivy stick and the satellite phones is you're not dependent upon land-based uplinks or downlinks. You can go satellite to satellite. For instance, Alex, you just held up or you just put up the image of the Bivy stick. When things go just all the way down the tube, thank you, I can communicate with you through Bivy stick to the satellite, and the only thing your cell phone does is it becomes the transmitting type, you're putting your information, data input and data reception, but you're not linked to the cell phone towers, you're not linked to global power grids. So this is one of the most critical devices, and I think the satellite phone store has just knocked it out of the ballpark in three ballparks, because in essence, they give you the Bivy stick, the phone, and you have to sign up for a monthly deal. And I know the owners. I've known the owners of this company for 10 years, maybe longer than that now. And it's the most reasonably priced two-way communication device that isn't dependent upon any power that's going to be present or not present.
Here's a quick analogy, because they've got amazing, very inexpensive, high-quality solar little panel handheld systems, so you're totally off the grid. They've got great batteries. They've got hundreds of great products. They supply the Border Patrol, you name it. But my analogy is, remember old-fashioned TV? You watched it. It didn't watch you. You picked up a transmission. It's the same thing with these. You're communicating, but they're not tracking you. This is really great.
Well, and communication is the number one thing. Keeping our brains focused. And when you can communicate and get information, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest trafficking in the world is private data. Data trafficking, everybody's selling everybody's data. And so,
and imagine they've telegraphed the World Economic Forum. The next thing is a cyber shutdown that they'll obviously launch, blame on some group of the Russians. Imagine with no real communication how much they can control us.
Right. And that's the key. And if you cut off communications, this is a military maneuver. Communication, control, command, and communication. We're watching this going on and hearing bits and pieces of it over in the Ukraine and the atmosphere. When you lose the theater of war, when you lose your ability to communicate, your brain starts to play games on you. So that what's neat about the Bivy stick, and if your friends, you can receive messages from your friends, and the satellite phone store is ready to basically get these into everyone's hands, and they love, and by the way, the owner of it loves the ability to be able to get people to stay in communication. This is a neat thing. You talked about too, solar panels. They make the neatest solar powered generators that you can charge your Bivy stick or your satellite phone with, and it's the most self-contained. And people, and I want to say this, people don't understand what it's like to go without any type of communication. I mean, I go crazy when I don't have the internet to go on and get my communications, emails and stuff. So everybody needs to have an alternative form of communication that is not dependent on the power grid or the whims of those who can track you. By the way, everybody that got arrested on the January 6th, fiasco, they were all placed in proximity by the tracking of their cell phone.
That's right. So let's expand on this. This plugs into a regular cell phone that gives you satellite communications that aren't tracked. The level of this is so important, and they're pre-telegraphing that they're going to have cyber attacks and shutdowns communications. gut level, what's the time frame? How bad do you think it'll be? I know we don't obviously know what their exact plan is, but they've telegraphed they're about to do it. I mean, this is insurance everybody needs to have right now. People need to get it. They need to learn how to use it. It's very easy. I use it. I've got them at my house. I've got them at the office. This is critical.
Well, I think that we're already seeing its value right now, because especially when Florida had the problems they had with the hurricane. By the way, that was weather warfare against Florida, both on the East Coast and West Coast. West Coast first, East Coast now. And what I think that most people are lacking is this, Alex, communication. And again, the communication, the ability to communicate, but the ability to get you the latest information on what just happened. Let's say a nuke, when it goes off there, we'll know it. Those of us who are able to communicate, but in essence, you're watching the destruction and the desire to have total control over all information, total information awareness and total information control. The satellite phone and the bivy stick are the only way that you can stay certain of being able to access different communication people that will have these. A lot of hams are getting the bivy stick. A lot of hams are getting satellite phones. So, and it's always important for people to understand, once you begin to lose it up here, and you start to worry and fret, and it's the mindset of knowing what's going on takes away from the uncertainty that initiates panic. And that's a powerful statement.
Absolutely. People should go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That takes you to the big satellite store. Then we get the sponsorship and the credit. So it's a win-win for all of us to stay on air. Plus, yes, you get ready. InfoWarsPhone.com. And all, you get the free satellite phone, the free bivy stick, whatever you choose, but you simply pay for the monthly subscription. And again, calls to your sat phone are free. It's the calls you use that you get the monthly deal on. You can also call 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and also talk to their great operators. They can answer all your questions, 941-955-1020. But this is one of the no-brainers. You need a gun, you need storable food, you need a relationship with God, you need water filtration, you need friends and family. That's all the best things, and you need a bivy stick or a satellite phone right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, just final comments on this. I want to come back and get into Russia and the missile and where you see all that going.
Well, first of all, again, as we're talking right now, we are seeing things that are absolutely off the charts when it comes to attacks, cyber attacks. There is no secure data bank, FTX, okay? Cryptocurrencies. Those of you who have cryptocurrencies, you want to be able to access your wallets, and you want to be able to have a form of communication, and you've got to be able to know what's going on in one part of the world. So there's only one answer, and that is the satellite phone or the bivy stick. The bivy stick has greater freedom in that it's just text. You don't get pretty pictures. But Alex, you can go up to 1,000 characters, and quite candidly, it's just like going back to the old bulletin board system when the computers, you know, two-way communication between computers came out. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the satellite answer and the bivy stick answer, to go satellite to satellite, person to person, and completely avoid the necessity for ground-based cell towers or also power stations when the power goes out.
InfoWarsPhone.com takes you to the satellite store, and then it helps the broadcast. But folks, this is something everybody needs. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. SatellitePhoneStore.com. SatellitePhoneStore.com will also take you there. Now, I want to get into Russia and the missile and the insane statements by the Pentagon when we come back. We got 30 seconds to break. What else you want to hit when we come back, Steve Quayle?
Well, right now, I think people have got to watch the extreme weather warfare. And I want to tell everybody, I think one of the most important things for you to watch, and it's going to affect communication, is the amount of reverberation of all of the weather modification and control weaponry being used by multiple countries against each other. And we're watching it, and it's only going to become more problematic. And there's a reverberation factor, Alex, where everybody who's using weather war against each other, there's the HAARP in Gakona, Alaska. The antenna
rate. Hold on, stay there. We'll also talk to Jefferson and Eric. Stay with us. We're going to hit it all. Weather, weapons, and more. Straight ahead. You know, Steve Quayle's also made the now huge film Mega Drought, explaining how the weather weapons work. He's going to join us again either tomorrow or maybe Friday. He's agreed to do that. We really appreciate Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. We sell the film Mega Drought at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you keep us on air. Plus, you know what's going on. Two calls real quick for Steve Quayle and myself. Jefferson in Virginia, Trump and Kevin McCarthy. And I want to get Steve Quayle's take on Trump, DeSantis, what he thinks of that. Go ahead, Jefferson. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I think Trump, much like Michelle Obama, says she doesn't want to be president, but she has Secret Service detail for the rest of her life. Trump is saying he doesn't want to be Speaker of the House, and he's backing McCarthy to basically hold the position open so Democrats can't vote for McCarthy and put him in the position.
What do you think of that, Steve Quayle? What's your take on Trump, DeSantis, all this stuff?
Well, real quick in a nutshell, I don't believe that the political solution is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a theatrical distraction. Look at all the time and energy spent by people saying, oh, they're going to steal the election, which they did. We're watching the total criminalization of truth. We're seeing the politicization of lies. And I've got to say this. I have no hope or expectation in the political realm. And then the former President Trump, I only want people to understand this. There's nothing in the government of the United States, whether Congress, Senate, the judicial, the executive, any of the government agencies that are going to help him, even if he were to be elected. And I don't think he's going to be elected. That's my own personal opinion.
I tend to agree with you. I think you're right. We should work through it. We can, but don't count on it. Jefferson, anything else?
I think that's why he becomes speaker. If he becomes speaker, he's two heartbeats from the presidency. That's how he gets in office, not through election.
All right, appreciate your call, Jefferson. I've been hearing a lot about this speaker thing, and I just don't see it happening. Eric in Houston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Desler. Can you hear me good?
I can. Welcome.
All right. First of all, Trump, I've been calling him the great depopulator. He needs to ditch the vaccines. STX sure gave a lot of money to WinRed, that little thing that text messages you every day saying to give money to the Republican Party. They got a lot of the STX money, according to FEC filings. And also, you've inspired me. I've hit the streets. I've been at Trump rallies singing about the poison vaccines. I went to the Beto abortion rally and sang about the poison vaccines. And I recently crashed Lizzie Fletcher's town hall on Veterans Affairs to ask her about what y'all were saying with money, how Elon Musk was told $6 billion to end world hunger. And then we voted $40 million for Ukraine. And
well, it's $100 million now. So did I hear you say you're a singer? Tell us how we find your music.
You got a bit to Dado Matto, a.k.a. Trail, Lion Dem called out, I think. You can stick your poison vaccines up your ass.
All right. I hear you. Very, very funny. Steve, overall, do you think Trump's a good guy or a bad guy?
Let me say this. I believe he is not the man that people want him to be, expected him to be. And when he could have, should have, and had the ability to change, he was sidetracked. So the bottom line is, I would say this, in my world right now, he's irrelevant. There are bigger issues, especially like who is going to provoke a first strike with nuclear weapons, the false flag. We just saw a failed false flag. I believe that's due to the fact that people are praying against a false flag. But Alex, I have no political expectation, nor do I believe the answer is political in any way, shape, or form.
I totally, you're just incredible, Steve. You say what I'm thinking at a spiritual level, at a gut level, is it's just, it doesn't matter. I look at Trump, he's irrelevant. I look at DeSantis, irrelevant. We try to celebrate it, hope it's going to save us, but changing our lives, getting right with God, speaking out, not submitting to tyranny, it's going to be us that changes this with God working through us. Back in 60 seconds, I want to get to the Russia false flag, globalist false flag, and then I want to hit on what you're talking about, weather wars and the unprecedented droughts that are definitely taking place. They tell us, oh, global warming's coming. It's your fault. Everybody's going to starve. And they use weapons to shut the water off. We'll be right back. Kay Daly's about to take over in about 10 minutes. She's got a special guest that was just at the big global government summit in Egypt, there in Cairo. That's all coming up. But final segment with Steve Quayle will be joining us again either tomorrow or Friday to get more into the weather weapons and the controlled economic collapse of the third world, the lockdowns and the droughts to flood the first world Film that he's made is at InfoWars.com, or you can get it at SteveQuell.com. Doesn't matter. Just watch the film. But Steve, look at these headlines. You mentioned this, so let's get to it. NATO chief says Poland blast likely caused by Ukrainian missile, not Ukraine. That was this morning. Now Poland, NATO confirm, they look at the serial numbers, everything, that it was a SAM, service-to-air anti-aircraft missile. We predicted yesterday it would be, that they fired at Russian aircraft that then went into Poland. Poland, NATO agreed, deadly Polish border Russian attack was errant Ukrainian missile. But how does the Secretary of Defense, there's a picture of missile parts, how does the Secretary of Defense respond? He says, okay, yeah, Russia didn't shoot the missile, but it's still their fault. Talk about mind control. Here is Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense.
We're still gathering information, but we have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment that this explosion was most likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. And whatever the final conclusions may be, the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident. Russia launched another barrage of missiles against Ukraine, specifically intended to target Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. This tragic and troubling incident is yet another reminder of the recklessness of Russia's war of choice.
That is a lesson in gaslighting. Russia didn't launch it, but we blamed them, but it's still their fault. Absolutely incredible. With Zelensky demanding NATO attack Russia, and most of the media still saying Russia launched the attack, what does this really signify? Because you were on a month ago harping on they're going to launch a false flag with missiles over there. They're going to blame it on Russia as a pretext.
Well, blame Russia is the narrative because they want to do the same thing to Russia. And what's interesting to me, Alex, is they want to control the narrative. They want to absolutely, and they want to make the Russians the boogeymen. And what's important is I would categorically challenge the Secretary of Defense who just made that statement. Tell me how you can blame the very people that you are equipping. And oh, by the way, where's $100 billion in weaponry gone? The point is this is all the globalists. And the globalists are the Luciferians. I want to make it clear, when I say globalists, I mean Luciferians. These are people that swear their allegiance to Lucifer, and they are willing to kill without number. So, back to the false flag. They knew the minute those S-300 missiles left the launch tubes that where they were coming from. People, any missile fired any place in the world is picked up by whatever side satellite is monitoring. But Zelensky immediately jumped on the bandwagon, wanting to invoke Article 5 of NATO Charter. And he, by the way, they're not members of NATO. It was always, Alex, the thing is, it's so plain, this is so scripted. This is a nuclear war that all of the globalists want in order to destroy nation states so that the Antichrist, that means in place of Jesus Christ, comes on the scene. And I don't know who your next guest is, but COP27, the thing in Egypt, they supposedly crowned the guy. They didn't say, look at him, here he is, but the people in the know and the ones that were there, isn't it interesting? Everybody who hates mankind enough to say, you've got to get rid of the carbon footprints. It's just like Soylent Green is people. So carbon footprints are people. And ladies and gentlemen, the extinction of the human race, I used to catch a lot of hell from saying that because when I called my book Genetic Armageddon, we're watching the footprints leading up to the false Armageddon. The real Armageddon is the one that appears right before Jesus, the second coming. But they need a false World War III, Alex, to bring upon the man of peace. And when you control all of the players on the global stage, as Lucifer does, when they all swear allegiance to Lucifer, as they have, then the people are saying, oh, gee, we're the cause of global warming, global this, global that. No, we're not, ladies and gentlemen. But you can go on geoengineeringwatch.org. And I want to share this, Alex. In my opinion, that's one of the most important websites on the entire web. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. All of the absolute science behind weather warfare, weather modification, geoengineering.
And you're a major filmmaker. Talk about your new film. You're going to be joining us either tomorrow or Friday. We're going to talk to you after this break ends. We go to break about when that's going to be. Friday be better if you can do it. But this is they admit they're doing all this in the academic papers. They admit they're carrying this out towards collapsing the third world. Talk about the new film.
Well, it's actually not a new film, but it's relevant right now, more relevant than it was. You know, when people won't believe what you warn them about, and you know this from your own personal experience, they won't believe what you warn them about until it's on them. And they say, well, gee, I just didn't believe you then. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the entire world, the biggest rivers in the world. Mississippi in the United States, obviously you can see the Nile having problems, the Amazon having problems, the Yangtze River in China having problems. Water that used to be flow so freely accessible. And guess what? The globalists behind the scenes are trying to buy all known aquifers. And by the way, that's another reason why they're after Russia. Russia has 25% of the world's fresh water in Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. And again, how are the sanctions working? Alex, sanctions, and I call them suicidal sanctions. There's not one person who's better off since our sanctions went on against Russia. People are starving. They're being told, even in, I think, Sweden, you know, build a tent in your living room and cuddle. That's insanity. So how is it that every single Western nation is willing to sacrifice the welfare of their people for this global globular cluster of snot called the Great Reset?
And they're telling us, kill your children, transgender, euthanize people, all to get us to go against our life force and decide we're bad, so we roll over and die. This is not to save the earth. This is a sick death cult on huge palatial mansions and estates with private jets with carbon footprints 1,000 times bigger than the average, say, African, telling us we should roll over and die. We need to recognize them as the enemy.
Right. And I think that and there's no way to make it clearer. I believe only God can open the eyes of people that choose to deny this. The human race is the target. Transhumanism, transgenderism, nationalism, everything that is used in the word of trans, the prefix of trans, means to change from one state to another, one condition to another. So you're watching what the abomination of desolation said, the transformation of America. You know, America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening before your eyes. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. On the topic, and we'll do it another show, Alex, but weather warfare and weather modification. There are so many patents. Again, Dane Wigington, 300 of them on his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I don't think there's a more important source for everybody, you know, to go and to see what's going on.
Well, they now admit they're doing weather modification, to quote Samus, but they admit the details are secret. Oh, we're spraying chemicals in the air to block the sun. So we're vindicated yet again. SteveQuayle.com. You've written so many books, made so many films. They're all there. SteveQuayle.com. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to end this segment and hand the baton to the guest host and their special guest, who was just at the big UN global government meeting in Egypt. But again, let us know whether you can join us tomorrow or Friday. Friday would be preferable. Thank you so much, Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Powerful. Wow. Guys on fire. And again, InfoWarsPhone.com. You can get the satellite phone or you can get the dongle. The dongle and the phone are free to sign up for the service. It's the best deal out there. They're great patriots and it supports the broadcast. Even if it wasn't the best deal, and it is about the best deal. There's some that are almost as good. It's apples and oranges, but it's as good as you're getting. It's a very good deal. Even if it wasn't the best deal, you're supporting us, so it'd be a good thing to get. But it is a great deal, a win-win. So go to InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020. All right, Kate Daly's got a big guest on. She takes over. And in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Great job, crew. God bless.
We'll be right back.
Run. He'll be with me next week. He met with the religious leaders over at that climate summit extravaganza. Give me a break. And Alex has a lot to tell us about next week, because I'm sure even after he asked John Kerry some questions, I'm sure he's got a lot of info for us. I cannot wait to hear. But let me just tell you, I've got a couple of things on my mind. So apparently really big new developments this week, as you're well aware, you've been listening to this show today. But I am a proud election denier. Is that really the new phrase? And I'm a climate sinner. I'm a real climate sinner. I am. I sin all the time. Don't have my paper bags, don't have my straws. I'm just a horrible, horrible steward of the earth, right? But we're told that we're going to be looking at Mother Earth in a whole new way. So I do want to talk about that. I do want to talk a little bit about their Ten Commandments. I also want to talk about the Marriage Act. This is a big one, and I don't think we realize what's coming out of this Marriage Act, but wow. And then, of course, digital currency is on my mind. So is election fraud, of course. But you know what? It's been on my mind a long time. We've had a lot of election fraud. It's just getting more obvious. That's the deal. And we're the new conspiracy theorists, I guess. And instead of being a conspiracy theorist now, you are the, I don't want to talk about what's going on right in front of my face. I want to talk about it, but I can't because of persecution. That's the next step in this whole phase, is to persecute those who bring up anything regarding any race. You're supposed to just shut up and take it and never mention it again. So election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. And you know what? I'm looking at that race with Carrie Lake. I'm looking at all these races, and it's so obvious to me that they basically strung it out for a week. So we'll start here. They strung it out for a week because they could have done what they were going to do very quickly. Why did they do that? Well, I think it was definitely because they wanted to they wanted it to be so obvious and really look like they wanted you to know they were stealing it. So why not have it so that you realize that all the rest of the votes are coming in from red cities, red counties, and then what? And then what happens? Oh my gosh, election stolen. That way you absolutely, without a doubt, know that the election was stolen. So why do they want it so obvious? What's the point? Obviously, you know, last week I said, you know, this is going to be whether if they turn this to obvious fraud, it means they're ready for more chaos. And I was right, because look at what they're doing. They're about to roll out the pilot program for digital currency. They were ready. If they wanted to placate us a little bit, they would have just, you know, made it seem like there's no election fraud. And then, of course, we would have had a little more complacency. Maybe this is a good thing. And when I was interviewing Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, she made a great point. Maybe there's a very, very big liberty undertow at foot right now. Maybe there is. And maybe this will kind of cause people to finally come to grips with what's right in front of our face. And that is the stealing of the elections. But this has been going on. This has really been well documented throughout time, right? In every kind of race you could ever imagine, even a student body president race, there's a lot of rigging. And you have to kind of look at it this way. Has our voting done us any good in the direction of liberty for the last, say, 40 years? Has it done any good? You get the same players, you get the same people running the same excuses and the same nonsense and the same BS. So is it going to do any good? Probably not. So where should the focus be? The focus should then be locally, because local people, they don't hide as much as our Congress, our Senate, and those in DC. We concentrate way too much on the federal races. When you're local, you can put feet to the fire. They're your neighbor. They live among you. They don't live in DC. They are right there to make sure that you realize what's going on. So what we need to do as a people is to make sure that we are every single day holding those feet to the fire and firing them, actually firing them if they don't do what's right. Not what we want, because that's mob rule. But if they don't do what's right and they don't stand by and execute our own constitutions of our state, right? So if we concentrate locally and kind of forget about some of these bigger races, they want you to think there's fraud. They want you discouraged. Don't be discouraged. It's that simple. Just don't be. And you know what? We just need to be a lot more vigilant in looking at our local issues, because locally, think about the lockdowns. Locally, that is where your life was either majorly screwed or you had some freedom, right? And so they honored that. And I happen to live in a place where they honored that. In fact, Fox News did a story on us and said, oh my gosh, they're the only county in America that doesn't know that a plague is happening. Right. Anyway, so make sure you're one of those counties early on. I also wanted to talk about that whole FTX thing too. The FTX thing to me was a major diversion. If money was channeled, and we all know money laundering happens in the Ukraine, I think that's kind of a well-known fact, right? Right. Okay. So here's the deal with that. It was a diversion to tell you that money was the reason that these elections were won. Oh, they were well-funded. It was money laundering. So we have a place to direct our anger. The problem with that is it was still fraud. It was still F-R-A-U-D, fraud. It was not money. But they're going to tell you that, or they're going to tell you it was Mitch McConnell not doing his part. Does anyone care if Mitch McConnell gets behind somebody? No. Does money really win races at this point? Not really. No. In fact, they have to conduct so much fraud that in order to win, that it's all it. That's why it's so obvious, is because I don't think the majority of this country loves the way this country is going right now and voted to keep all of that in. So we know that there's just obviously immense amount of fraud happening. So they met at that climate summit. And I have to say that it was really interesting to see what they chose as the statue at that climate summit. And I'll talk about this more when I come back. And then I'll get into the religious, respect for marriage. Give me a break. But listen to this. They had the statue that was the Vishnu, the Hindu Vishnu statue, right? And it's a hybrid. What's wrong with that? A mix of eagle and human features. Prominently displayed. All of them walking in on the red carpet. It was rather creepy, actually. And so why that statue? Well, I have my thoughts on that, as you can probably imagine. But you know what? They came up with their 10 commandments. They, of course, spit in the face of God, wanted to do it on Mount Sinai. And they came up with some commandments of their own. I know, you're probably wondering, gee, what would they come up with? Well, worshiping Mother Earth. God has nothing to do with it, right? If you're going to spit in God's face, change his commandments and make the first commandment about worshiping Mother Earth. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay, so I'll get back to that and I'll talk about those commandments that they came up with. It's unbelievable, actually. And also what this group is all about. Then I want to tackle the marriage debacle right now, because I know that you're probably wondering what in the world. There's a lot of churches getting behind it. They shouldn't be behind it. There's so many issues with this. So of course, I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the rest of the hour. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So let's talk about these 10 commandments that just happened, or the climate cult, or room full of Greta crazy, however you want to look at it. So here they are. You're going to be stunned by this. We are stewards of this world. Okay. Creation manifests destiny. It's like gobbledygook. Everything in life is interconnected. You think? Do no harm. That's my message for them. Do no harm. Look after tomorrow. Okay. Rise above ego for our world. I don't know. Do you think they will? I direct that toward them. Change our inner climate. What? Repent and return. No. Don't. Not repentance for God. No. Repent for Mother Earth, for your climate woes, your flatulence, your, whatever it is. You must repent for that to the earth. Yeah. Maybe lay on the earth. I don't know. Maybe put, I don't know, dirt in your mouth while you're doing it. I'm not quite sure how to do it. Every action matters. Okay. And use your mind, open heart. You can tell who wrote these, right? They're insane. They're crazy. They're a cult. Okay, so I have to say this, because they wanted to do this on Mount Sinai, and when they met together and they all flew in on their big jets. No irony there. They wanted to frame them as the Ten Commandments. really spit at God on this one. But they realized that they were going to get some backlash for that, you think? So they reframed it as the 10 principles of climate repentance. I can't make this up. This is from Alex Newman. So these bizarre ceremonies, they were organized by the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. That means globbity, globbity, gook, okay? And they were originally scheduled to take place there on Mount Sinai. Well, the key organizer called for climate repentance. He's dubbed the Green Patriarch. So they issued a public statement denouncing the abusive nature and the exploitation of its resources. Okay, you mean the infinite resources we all have? Oh, okay. And as a sin against